Nine Possible Podcast, episode 8. And what are you reading over there?
I'm reading some fortune cookie fortunes, man. Have you ever gotten a fortune cookie?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I particularly like...
They're terrible.
They're terrible. Yeah. They're good sometimes, but then I'm like, you know, right now...
People that eat them, I can't trust.
Let's talk about that. What's going on there? You can't trust people who eat fortune cookies?
Yeah, because, like, you obviously don't have great, like, taste in food. Or, like, things that taste like anything.
So,
I'm not going to trust your, like, opinion on, like, if my shirt is nice or, like...
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
bad taste, man.
That's good.
It tastes like plastic.
But I'm sure you read them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, this episode is about a fortune cookie future / fortune cookie faith. I think a lot of people put their future... in fortune cookies, mm-hmm. Put their direction, put their motivation, put their confirmation in life, put direction, even godly direction in fortune cookies. I mean, I know that it's kind of fun to open them up and not eat them, yes. But read them.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite ones that you've ever
Oh, got? Man. I mean, there's some ridiculous ones. This one was the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese.
I think it
might be connected to the book Who Moved My Cheese. It has something to do with, yeah, maybe. I'm not quite sure.
The second mouse gets the cheese?
Second mouse gets the cheese. This is legit. I mean, I don't know if you've ever gotten this one. The road to glory will be rocky, but fulfilling.
I like Rocky Road ice cream. Is that what that is?
I like the movie Rockies. I think they're making another one.
Rocky Balboa?
Yes. Yes, Rocky Balboa. Nice. He's from Pittsburgh.
He's Italian.
How about this? Patience is your ally.
Sorry, I just read one. It says, you'll be hungry again in 1 hour. Imagine if you read that after you ate Chinese food and it just says, well, this is true.
This is true. You'll be hungry. You'll be hungry. Let's see. This is a good one. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is the conquest of it.
Absence of fear. Huh.
That's a right?
Good one. Yeah.
It's decent. It's decent. I mean, it's not like...
I don't know the list you're reading from, but the list I'm reading from is not like the list you're reading from.
What we should do,
this
though,
one says, that was not chicken.
Are you serious? What kind of cookies are you reading here?
I don't know. Fun ones?
Oh, my gosh. I'm reading some legit ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want the rainbow, you have to tolerate the rain, son.
Dang.
Right?
That's some deep.
That's deep, man. That's some knowledge dropping right there. Whew. How about this one? Hardly anyone knows how much is gained by ignoring the future. Hardly anyone knows how much is gained by ignoring the future. I don't know about this, but I'll tell you what. I want to have this job.
Writing these?
I want to have this job.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, man.
Because this is the perfect one.
The future is digital. So you open it and someone can like type it into there. So like you could watch someone. Like if I was watching you open a fortune cookie, I'd be like,
I wonder what this is.
The coolest person. Or like something, let me think. Like that would be super specific to you so that you'd read it and be like, what?
Okay. I have the perfect quote for this.
For
what you just said.
Okay.
It says, the wise man is the one that makes you think that he is dumb. Which up. I think you just did.
Quiet, man. I'll mute your mic. I have access to mute your mic.
Yes, you do.
Okay?
Yes, you do. All right, let's talk about this. So this is part two of Create the Future. What does it look like? So here's the deal with when it comes to fortune cookies, faith, and fortune cookie future. I think it's connected to this idea of realizing that that it's so important for us to know where we're getting our information from. Like, where are we? Like, so when we find ourselves in a place where we don't want to be, to really reconcile and really fully engage and to really create the future, like we talked about in the last episode, we have to go, okay, what do we know about our current situation? And I think it's so important to kind of go, okay, where are we? where are we as a family? Where am I as a person? Where are we? You know, like in terms of even current situation of our country, you know, this idea of fake news, the term that's made up. And so people are trying to figure out, okay, what's fake, what's not. We know that everything's on the internet is not true.
Everything on Facebook is true, though.
Yes, Facebook, everything is true. But on the internet.
Just want to clarify.
On the internet, all the internet.
All the internets.
All the internets in the world, it's not necessarily true. So this guy named Eli Fraser Pazer wrote a book or introduced a concept called the filter bubble. And it's this idea of personal ecosystems of information that is that's kind of a phenomena that websites use algorithms to basically selectively guess the information that we would like to see more of. So if you've ever researched something, searched, you know, I don't know, men's capri pants.
How'd you know?
I know you've done that. All of a sudden, guess what happens on your Instagram?
Ton of men's capri pants.
Boom.
Capri Sun comes up.
Capri Sun comes up. Everything Capri's comes up.
Yeah.
You know, go to Capri, you know, ink your Capri Suns.
Yeah. Which
with your Capri Suns.
I would probably
with
buy Capri Suns if an ad came up and it was a good deal. Those are good.
Yeah. So basically the idea is that Google comes up, and even Facebook comes up with these personalized news streams for you. News, not just information about current world events, but just stuff that you think is interesting. So we could sit, you and I, with two computers, two different places, or maybe even same place, and Google something, news, and it'll tell me what it, like, this filter bubble, this concept, this algorithms that, based on my search engines, based on my my presence on the internet, will give me the information I want.
Yeah, we just did that. You searched fortunes, and you got like some real ones. I literally just probably searched the same thing, and I got goofy ones.
You got goofy ones. It tells a lot about us, right? I'm serious. You're goofy. I love it. But yeah, so why is that important? It's so important because we have these personal ecosystems of information when it comes to our lives as well, like our friends, the people we surround ourselves with. So the big takeaway in all of this as we're talking is just remember the people you get your information from, the people that are speaking into your life, the people that you surround yourself with will determine what you think is actually true about yourself, about your situation, about the world that you live in, and about God. The people in your life create this ecosystem of information. And if you have the wrong people in your ecosystem, it could be devastating. I mean...
Well, I think sometimes, too, you just accept who's there as like, well, this is who's supposed to be in my ecosystem.
Right.
So what do you think, especially me? So it was hard for me when I first moved to Charlotte because it was like I didn't know anyone. So it was like I had a fresh start to kind of decide who I wanted to let into my inner circle.
Right.
But like I think there's so many people that they've just grown up with the same inner circle ecosystem of people. And they're like, well, this is just what it is.
Right.
I'm not going to go out now and find new people.
Yeah. Yeah, it is tough. But like you said, is that you can – allow yourself to, you know, you can allow yourself basically to have the friends who want to hang out with you, you know, or you can be very intentional about it. And going back to the last podcast, when God says, you know, I want you to build house, plan to get married, do this, he lists several things. It's all intentional things. So he's saying, I need you to make sure that the bubble that you're in, you create, you understand. Like, we all understand this is the bubble we're in. Because, you know, people say, oh, you live in a bubble. We all live in a bubble. Mm-hmm. We all have bubbles. Mm-hmm. It's just the reality of life. But the goal is to, you know, deflate them sometimes. The goal is to bust them open sometimes. So I find myself, and this is what I practically do, I find myself knowing a lot of different kind of people and allowing very different kind of people to speak into my life. Mm-hmm. So, I you know, if I have a challenge, if I have a situation, opportunity that I'm kind of wrestling through, I will ask some people who have, I know, opposing views. Hmm. So purposely, if I could get all the, you know, like I would say the mentors in my life, people I look up to, if I put them in the same room, they would not even get along. Hmm. They would not get along. I know this for a fact. I actually am trying to not keep them, you know, ever get them in the same room. Gotta keep them separate. Because I know, I mean, I have like highly liberal people, mm-hmm. highly conservative people. I've got people from all different ideas of, you know, political arenas. I've got people who had different views about God and about values of life and what's really important. And I think it's important for me, at least for me, to go, I want to have that. Now, I have to understand that, you know, I can't live my life like a fortune cookie, mm-hmm. You know, faith. As in, I'm just going to allow any sign, any quote, right. anything that feels good to kind of go, I think this is a sign. Yeah. The universe is trying to get me. I mean, it might be true, but it's probably not, yeah. you know? Sometimes it's just, it is what it is. And if we kept on doing, you know, if we kept on living like that kind of faith, we would just go around in circles, mm-hmm. which is really the saddest, but the more most happens realistic,
a lot. Yeah,
yeah,
definition. Like I've done that a few times myself.
Yeah, it's like do this and do, yeah. So, I think the first thing to do is to go, okay, what is the filter bubble? What is the filter bubble? So, I will share this one thing, and I think it's so important, and it's actually again, you know, it's a passage from the Bible, but it's Jesus talking about who he is. And I think it's so profound because I've heard this passage, you know, talked about before, and it's always talked in the context of like heaven or hell, okay, or salvation or damnation, mm-hmm. okay. And it's in John chapter 10, and it's verses 9-11, and I'm using the Passion translation because it's super passionate. But it's really great, and it might sound familiar to some people who know this passage. It says, "I'm the gateway. To enter through me is to experience life, freedom, and satisfaction. A thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect, life in its fullness until you overflow. I'm the good shepherd who lays down his life as a sacrifice for the sheep." So in other translations, it talks about, I'm the door. If you come through, you know, and you got to come through me. Mm-hmm. And people, again, use this as, you know, this is salvation or damnation. This mm-hmm. is hell, heaven. But I wonder if, like, there's so much more to this. I wonder if Jesus is saying, hey, I need you to use me as a filter bubble. Mm. I need you to use me as the filter through which you allow certain things in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, in your body, in your spirit. Allow me, because if you use me as the filter, you'll experience life, freedom, and satisfaction. But if you don't, you're going to have something else come in. You're going to have this thief, this emotion, this negative idea, value, a negative perspective in life. You're going to have something that seemingly seems okay, mm-hmm. this attitude in life that's going to come into your life. And because you're not using me as a filter, you're going to let this thing come into your life. And here's what it's going to do. It's going to steal, slaughter, and destroy. Mm. You don't even know it because it's a thief. It's sneaky. You know, it's just going to come in, and it's going to take over your life. And here's what the deal is. I've come to give you an abundance, more than you can expect, life to the fullest. Why? Because I have laid down, I have sacrificed for you. Mm-hmm. Like, I have your best intention in mind. But the thief does not. It wants to take away.
You know, you just said something I'd never even processed before. But, like, I've read that a million times. But, like, the thief, like, you never know when you're getting robbed.
You never know. You don't know. That's the best thing.
I've always overlooked that.
Right.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. It's not a mugger.
You won't get robbed. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. You never know
yeah.
if you're getting robbed. That's crazy.
Yeah. And so this emotion will come in, this idea, this philosophy, this belief will come into your life. And because you don't use Jesus as the gateway, the filter, mm-hmm. bubble, if you will, this piece of information will come into your soul, into your heart. That is, I mean, and it will wreak havoc slowly. It will steal your confidence. It will kill your dreams and aspirations. It will destroy your relationships. It will begin to do this, and you don't even know it's happening. Why? Because you haven't been intentional on the filter bubble. You haven't been intentional on what you allow in. You haven't been intentional about getting the right information in the season of your life. And so you're just going to go with it. You're just going to go with whatever. And here's the sneaky part about it, is that sometimes if you're a follower of Jesus, you know, and you know other followers of Jesus, you just assume that everything they say is godly and good, mm-hmm. which is not true.
Yeah.
Sadly, you know, we've all given bad ideas to people. We've all given bad suggestions to people. And sometimes our bad idea, even though it was a good intent, mm-hmm. our God told me to tell you moment is a thief. It is a belief. It is a value. It is a fake hope. Mm. It is something that God never wanted you to. You know, I mean, I've heard this before, man. It breaks my heart. Like, there are people who are praying about a certain need, and it's so emotional, you know? It's like, you know, it's something connected to grief or pain or sickness. And some good, you know, some person who, you know, is trying to help will come in and go, you know, God told me that he's going to heal you. God mm-hmm. told me he's going to make this happen for you. God told me. It's not even true. Yeah. You know, it's their emotion. And the problem is that fake hope was this enemy. And what does it do? Well, it comes into your soul, you start believing it, and it slowly steals your confidence because it didn't happen. Mm. It slowly kills your dreams and aspirations because it didn't happen. And it destroys the relationship, and then it destroys your relationship with God because you feel betrayed. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that we were talking about in the passage from the last podcast. God is saying, hey, these fortune tellers, these prophets, these false prophets, I did not send them. Mm. He tells them, the fortune cookie you're opening up, I did not write that. I did not do this. And because the fortune sounds so good.
Just want it so bad.
You want to believe it.
Yeah.
Because what were they saying? If you read that passage in context in Jeremiah 29, the prophets were saying, God's going to deliver us anytime now. Mm-hmm. Anytime now. And so there was only one prophet, which was Jeremiah, who was like, no.
Yeah.
We're stuck for 70 years. This is what God wants you to do. And all the other guys were like, no.
Yeah.
We're going to, anytime now. He probably didn't
have a lot of Instagram followers.
Jeremiah did not. Yeah. Do you know he got thrown in a well? He got thrown in a well because he was taught, they didn't want to hear him. They did not want to hear what he had to say. Threw him in a well. And and so what happens? What happens is that we allow these certain things in our lives. We don't use Jesus as the filter. We don't use his intention or his, and then it steals, kills, and destroys mm-hmm. everything about us. So how do we create a good filter bubble? Mm-hmm. I think it takes a lot of practice. I think number one, it takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of looking at someone's life and looking at not their content, but their character, like looking at what they have not accomplished on Instagram, but really what they've accomplished in life, mm-hmm. and looking at some of the things that they do, and it's not again. I mean, I love Instagram, I love social media, I love all of that, but it's going deeper into and really hearing the stories behind the story of what these people are doing, what they're saying. So when we realize that. When we do the work, do the research, the good thing is if we can just have diverse voices, that will allow us to filter certain things mm-hmm. Easily. And then having people to process with, just process with. Not to give us advice, but just process it.
Yeah.
I think learning to process well information, it's like It's the whole idea of refining. It's the whole idea of filtering. It's
like
the
sifting.
Whole shifting. It's like looking for gold. It's like anybody, anything that says you put it through a, you take your time. If you don't sift through it, guess what you don't find?
You don't find gold.
You don't find gold. So hope this helps, guys.
Yeah. Hey, so Naeem, I think that this was like kind of a two-part conversation.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
We were a little bit heavy on the front part.
Yeah, right.
But I think this was great to just kind of like go back in, dive into that conversation. So we hope that you guys really enjoyed this, took something from it.
Yeah.
We, like we always do at the end, we just want to encourage you guys to keep sharing this because there, you know, we were talking before this, you know, we're like, you know, who, because it's like, who are we speaking to? Are we speaking to Mosaic, like our church?
Yeah.
Are we speaking to, you know, who are we speaking to here?
Right.
And so just like understanding that, like, you know, whatever we're talking about is for the, like, if you're the person who's never been to Mosaic, if you're the person who's never heard like scripture talked about in this light,
right.
You know, this is, we're here for you.
Yeah.
But we can't spread that to people without the help of the people in our lives. So.
Yeah, and if you want a story, you know, it's if you listen to a podcast and you go, oh, this is great, take a snap, you know, take a picture of it, you know, and then post it on your story.
Yeah.
Or if we post something on our Instagram, if you would just comment and say, hey, I'm listening from here, from wherever, and this is, you know, and give us your thoughts, give us your ideas. Again, the more diverse thoughts, the most diverse ideas, the better.
Yeah.
So, love you guys.
Awesome. See you guys later.